Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch toward the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music More Artist of the Week, Taylor Swift, and today we're featuring Wildest Dreams, the Taylor's version. And in today's Entertainment Spotlight, you're part of my conversation with award-winning author Pamela Mashana, who will be talking about her career, as well as, of course, her series, Girls in Search of Cover. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In international news, the Pope says he wants to be buried in the Rome Basilica, not in the Vatican. Pope Francis says he wants to be buried in the Rome Basilica of St. Mary Major, not in the Vatican like other popes. Francis, who turns 87 on Sunday, also said he never thought about resigning this year despite a series of health scares. He said he has a trip confirmed to Belgium next year and visits under consideration to his native Argentina. It is true that all journeys are now rethought, Francis told N+, a Mexican broadcaster. If they're close by, they can be done. If they're farther away, they are rethought. There are limits, he said. It was Francis' first interview since his latest bout of acute bronchitis, which forced the cancellation of a trip this month to Dubai to participate in the UN Climate Conference. Francis, who had part of one lung removed as a young man, appeared in good form and said he was now recovered and feeling fine. While the job of Pope is for life, Francis reconfirmed the possibility of resignation and said he has to prepare for any possibility. I asked the Lord to say enough at some point, but when he wants me to, he said. Francis has already said if he retires, as Pope Benedict XVI did in 2013, he would want to live outside the Vatican, somewhere in Rome. In more international news, 9 Israeli soldiers killed as ground offensive continues in Gaza despite U.S. criticism. At least 9 Israeli soldiers were killed during an ambush marking one of the deadliest single attacks the Palestinian militants have carried out since the ground invasion of Gaza began, the military said on Wednesday. The attack in a dense urban neighborhood came after repeated recent claims by the Israeli military that it had broken Hamas command structure in northern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later vowed to press ahead with Israel's Gaza offensive until the end, rejecting international pressure for a ceasefire. The day before, Israel drew international outrage and rare criticism from the United States over the killing of thousands of civilians. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to demand a humanitarian ceasefire. General Assembly resolutions are not legally binding, but the Assembly's message in favor of ending the Israel-Hamas war serves as an important barometer of world opinion. In national news, Hunter Biden defies a GOP congressional subpoena. He just got into more trouble, Representative Comer says. Hunter Biden on Wednesday defied a congressional subpoena to appear privately for a deposition before Republican investigators who have been digging into his business dealings. He insisted he would only testify in public. The Democratic president's son slammed the GOP-issued subpoena for the closed-door testimony, arguing that information from those interviews can be selectively leaked and manipulated. Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics, expose their baseless inquiry, or hear what I have to say, Biden said outside the Capitol in a rare public statement. What are they afraid of? I am here. Representative James Comer of Kentucky, chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, has said Republicans expect full cooperation with the private deposition. Comer and Representative Jim Jordan, who leads the House Judiciary Committee, told reporters later Wednesday that they will begin looking at contempt of Congress proceedings in response to Hunter Biden's lack of cooperation. In more national news, Oprah Winfrey reveals she uses weight loss medication as a maintenance tool. I'm absolutely done with the shaming, she says. The fact that there's a medically approved prescription for maintaining weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like relief, like redemption, like a gift, Winfrey tells People in this week's cover story. Oprah Winfrey is no stranger to scrutiny over her weight. For as long as she has been in the public eye, the icon's body journey has played out in the media, on magazine covers, and on episodes of her own hit show that ran for 25 seasons. Weight fluctuations occurred 5 decades of space in my brain, yo-yoing and feeling like, why can't I just conquer this thing, believing willpower was my failing, says Winfrey, whose dog rehabilitation after knee surgery in 2021 kickstarted what has been steady weight loss over the last 2 years. In more national news, Andre Brower, Emmy-winning actor who starred in Homicide and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, dies at 61. Andre Brower, the Emmy-winning actor who would master gritty drama for 7 seasons of Homicide, Life on the Street, and modern comedy for 8 on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, died Monday. Brower died after a brief illness, his publicist told the Associated Press. And finally, in business news, Fed Reserve keeps key interest rate unchanged and foresees 3 rate cuts next year. The Federal Reserve kept its key interest rate unchanged Wednesday for a third straight time, and its officials signaled that they expect to make 3/4-point cuts to their benchmark rates next year. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Today, do not allow the world to define you. Trust in the one that created you to be the best, and the best of you is what you should strive to be. So let's get to it. Have an amazing Thursday. Taylor Swift has been an artist of the week. You've been hearing a different song from Taylor all this week. As you guys know, she is Time's Person of the Year, and we've been featuring Taylor Swift as an artist of the week this week. Today, we're featuring the single Wildest Dreams right here on the Conversation Daily News. We are part of my conversation coming up with award-winning author Pamela Mashana in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daddy News. For Conversation Daddy News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Award-winning author Pamela Mashana rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her extraordinary year and her series, Girls in Search of Cover, gets a bit of our conversation.
Pamela, so glad to speak with you again. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks so much, Cyrus. It's always a pleasure to be with you on your show. Thanks for sharing your platform with myself and so many authors. And hello, everybody out there.
Well, look, we're glad to be able to speak with you. I'm excited for two reasons, Pamela. One, to talk about this year that's been a very big year for you. I mean, the series has been getting a lot of attention. Let's talk about that because, you know, I'm all about celebrating the wins. I'm getting better at that myself. But what has it been like for you to celebrate the success of the series and the attention that it's getting?
Oh, it's been so much fun. You know, you spend so much time writing a book and you're hoping the world is going to receive it and appreciate it and all of your effort. I always like to both entertain as well as send a positive message, help people through maybe struggles in life. And I think it's because I've had some struggles in my life. So when I win an award and I'm validated by my peers or judges, people in the industry, oh, my God, I'm just elated. I'm so excited. And it's affirming. So it helps me during those times when maybe there's writer's block or, you know, just going through a challenge. It keeps me going and say, you know, I keep writing because people like what you're doing. They're getting something from what you're doing. And I've heard back from people who told me the book touched them and even inspired them to help other people. So for me, that's what it's all about.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this. This is the Conversations Daily News. But we've got on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.